Bears do it, and now astronauts may be doing it, hibernating. The European Space Agency says that if astronauts are put into a state of suspended animation, like hibernating, they could sustain the strength needed to travel to other planets. We're going to talk more about the idea, and we're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Mike Wall. He's senior writer for Space.com. Thank you for talking to us. Why would hibernation make it easier to travel in space?
Yeah. Like, there are a lot of reasons, actually. One of them is just that if, like, the astronauts are actually sleeping the whole way, then you wouldn't have to launch quite as much stuff with them. And that's a big deal because it costs a lot of money to launch each pound of stuff into space. So if you can cut down on all the gear that you need to launch, like the size of the vehicle, which, I mean, it won't need to be as big. If they're sleeping, they won't need to have as much space to kind of move around. And then they won't need as much food and all that stuff. Like, you could significantly cut down on the mass of the spacecraft, and so it'd be cheaper. And if they're hibernating, then they won't feel the psychological stress of being out in space by themselves in a small group of like five or six for 6 months. That's going to be a pretty stressful thing for them to deal with mentally. And if they're sleeping through that, you know, that's also a plus.
Okay, Mike, all that makes sense, and we certainly see that done, hibernation in the movies, but we're not there yet, right? I mean, this is not something that humans can do yet.
No, and that's a really important thing to sort of keep in mind. You know, this is something people have been dreaming about for a while. I mean, sci-fi films are full of this stuff, you know. I mean, space-faring civilizations, you can just get into your little pod and go into hypersleep, and you just wake up, like, far away from Earth. And it's still pretty sci-fi. We don't know how to do it yet. People are making strides. You know, there are some therapies where people can be put into hibernation for a couple weeks at a time, basically. You get them really cold, and they go into torpor, and that's actually helps treat some serious injuries. But to do it for 6 months straight, yeah, we're not close to that. And in the near term, what you might see are kind of just like little stretches of like 2 weeks at a time where they hibernate and then they wake up and kind of go about their business and then go back under for another 2 weeks. That's probably kind of more likely in the short term anyway.
Great to talk to you. Mike Wall is senior writer for Space.com.